Section 4. You will hear a lecturer talking about shipping. First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the second lecture in our Maritime School series. Last week, we looked at the range of documentation that is necessary for overseas export shipments: the letter of credit, the bill of lading, customs documents, certificates of origin, and insurance documents. And this week I want to look closely at one particular form of documentation, the bill of lading. For international shipments, the bill of lading is probably the crucial document, as it links the exporter, that is, the shipper, with the shipping line, the banks and the other required documents, such as customs, insurance, and other certificates, to prove that the goods being exported are of their true nature. One of the problems with international shipments is that you have two companies in two separate countries, and both parties require guarantees. For example, the shipper requires the guarantee that they will be paid, and, of course, the importer requires the guarantee that they will receive the goods that they have ordered and paid for. The first question to be considered, then, is who issues the bill of lading? And the answer is the shipping line. This document, as mentioned, is then given to the exporting company, who pays the shipping company for carrying the goods to the importer's country. After the bill of lading is received by the exporter, it is in turn given to the exporter's bank, who will pay the exporter for the value of the cargo. At this point, the bank is now in control and in ownership of the cargo. The exporting bank will now send the bill of lading to the importer's bank in their country, who will then control the cargo, and when they receive payment from the importer, they will give the bill of lading to the importer, who will have ownership of the cargo, and the transaction is now almost complete. Now, let's look more closely at the preparation of the bill of lading. At the top of the bill of lading, on the left-hand side, you will see three boxes. The top box is for the shipper information, which gives their proper company name and their address, of course. So this is labeled shipper. The second box is to indicate who is importing the goods, the company that will own the cargo when it arrives, and they are called the consignee. And that is spelled C-O-N-S-I-G-N-E-E. Finally, the third box is to show who is to be advised when the cargo has arrived at the importer's country, and this is called the notify party. In other words, who is to be notified on arrival of the cargo. In addition, as you can see from the copy of the bill of lading that has been handed out, there is a wide range of other information that is required to complete the bill. Some of the other key information that is necessary is the shipping company's name, and here it is Southern Shipping, and the name of the vessel, which is Southern Cross. Next is the port of loading, which, on our example here, is shown as Sydney, Australia. The port of loading is where the cargo is loaded on the ship. And, of course, there is the port of discharge, where the cargo is delivered to. So, let's review so far. The bill of lading is a document used to facilitate the movement of cargo from one country to another, and it clearly outlines who controls the cargo while it is in shipment. The bill of lading is created by the shipping company, and it is passed from one organization to another on payment of the value of the cargo, until it finally reaches the hands of the buyer in the importing country. Of course, there are other considerations, such as customs and insurance, to be considered, and these are the responsibilities of all the companies involved in the movement of the cargo.
That is the end of the listening test. In the real IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.